Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Hurricane Irene is over. Tropical Storm Irene has moved north, and in the end, it wasn't the winds that caused most of the damage. It was the water.
I've never seen anything like this. Those walls are holding for now.
The wall on the Mill River in Massachusetts may be holding for now, but the Gilboa Dam isn't. Rescue workers had to use speedboats to save the 21 people trapped inside a hotel in upstate New York. Vermonters are urged to seek higher ground. Bridges are blown out in the Catskills. Recovery can't begin while the waters are still rising. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Monday, August 29th. John Hockenberry is out this week. Let's get a look at our top news this morning, and it's still all about Irene. She may be gone, but she left a mess.
Many Americans are still at serious risk of power outages and flooding, which could get worse in the coming days as rivers swell past their banks. So I want people to understand that this is not over.
President Obama says up and down the coast, the images are the same. Roads impassable because of high water, fallen trees, downed power lines, and at least 21 people were killed, most when trees fell on their cars or homes. More than 4 million people now without power. Big problem right now is the flooding. Rivers across Vermont are overflowing. Some towns are entirely covered by water. Governor Peter Shumlin tells WCAX-TV his state faces a full-blown flooding catastrophe.
It's not describable, frankly. My hometown of Brattleboro is underwater. Bennington's underwater. These are downtowns. We have no transportation system on Route 9 east to west. There isn't a road or a bridge in a state on a state highway system where somewhere we're not affected.
Rescue crews are using boats to reach people because hundreds of roads are flooded. In New Jersey, overflowing rivers have turned city streets into moats, trapping thousands of residents inside their homes. Governor Chris Christie says people should stay home and not venture out to get a look at the damage.
Don't think that this crisis is over just because the storm has passed. If your emergency managers in your municipalities tell you that you're in a dangerous area, then please evacuate the area.
Flooding in Philadelphia reached levels not seen in that city for more than 140 years. But parts of the East Coast will return to normal today. New York City was mostly spared. Many residents, like 82-year-old Abe Feinstein in Coney Island, wondered what all the fuss was about.
It's supposed to be the monster storm, the 100-year storm. I don't know. Where was it? I don't see it.
New York City subways are reopening. Flights are expected to resume in and out of the city's airports this morning. More than 12,000 flights were canceled nationwide since Friday, grounding more than 600,000 people. And it's been, as we've said this before, it's a very bad year historically for natural disasters in the United States. Blizzards during the winter, tornadoes in the spring, wildfires in the summer. FEMA has now less than $1 billion left in its disaster fund. That means Congress may have to approve additional money that's needed for Irene's aftermath. But President Obama says the money will be there for the states that need it.
As I've told governors and mayors from across the affected area, if they need something, I want to know about it. We're going to make sure that we respond as quickly and effectively as possible.
One private estimate puts the damage at $7 billion, and that would make Irene one of the top 10 costliest disasters in U.S. history. Number one on that list, Hurricane Katrina. It made landfall near New Orleans 7 years ago today. Asian and European markets are mostly up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 11,284. The S&P will open at 1,176. The Nasdaq at 2,161. Later this hour, we're going to remember perhaps one of the very first gonzo journalists, Stetson Kennedy, passed away over the weekend. An archivist, a folklorist, probably best remembered for his work infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan and helping to bring that organization down by exposing their secrets to the world, sometimes through Superman radio shows. We're going to remember him later on this hour and also get your agenda for you with Callie Crossley and Louise Story, though. First, a look at the impact of the hurricane on the travel system, and then we're going to speak to some stranded travelers. That's coming up.